Morning, Masir Kutlaf Kaf, and we're starting on the Amud. We've got a packet of plate there, Mark. You know, use this. And we're starting on the Amud. The Matib Rav Oishia. So let's just quickly take a half a moment and look back yesterday. We had a couple of opinions on Moraim that limited or defined what was going on in the Mishnah. Okay, so the Gemara asks, so Rav Oishia asks a question. He says like this: Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, Rabbi Shimon Omrim. What do they say? That lo nechleku. We're talking here about the mach. That when we're saying lo nechleku over here, we're speaking about Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Remember, we had the brighter. Enough. We had Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon. If you go and look here in the Mishnah. You know what? Let's go to the Mishnah. Take a second. Go to the Mishnah on Daf Yud Tet. Hi, Yara. Go to the Mishnah on Daf Yud Tet Amud Aleph. So we had in the Mishnah, we said, we had a machloket there, we had a chere benot lefarav achal, etc. V'anu yodeh ze men achal, then ishto, and then Shabbos. And so Rabbi Yossi said, lo lech gora ose melocha ben amashmash o tshupatu. Then we said, it was Rabbi Yossi. We had Rabbi Yehuda. Then we had Rabbi Yehuda said, potro Rabbi Shua, efilu asham talui. Then with Rabbi Shimon Shazuri said, right, they said, Lo nechleku al davar shu mishayim echad. I even argued about something which was two shaymot. Remember that? Rabbi Yehuda said, even if you were mekavein to pick grapes and you picked figs or figs, you picked grapes, black or white, etc. And then he said at the end, Rabbi Yehuda said, and Tamahini arapa in patar bar Rabbi Yeshua. Why we have got the pasuk asher chataba. So we had a whole, we had the original Mishnah. We said Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer, Mechayev, and Rabbi Yeshua Poter, when we've got these different cases. We know, right? We know that you were over on definitely, you had done something. We weren't sure which one you had done. And then we had a list of Tanaim who all limited what was going on. Rabbi Yossi said, only on Melocha, but only if they did, on doing a Melocha, it was only if it was on Shabbos itself, not Ben Hashmashot. Then we had Rabbi, okay, so now, Rabbi Oishia now asks a Kashia, which really sums up a whole lot of these opinions of the Mishnah and try to pitches one against the other. Okay, so it says like this. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, what did they say with Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah? Lo nechleku al davar shu mishayim echad. If it was the same name, right? In other words, it was grapes and grapes, or figs and figs. Right? Why? Because they said shuchayev. They both agree that his chayev, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri and Rabbi Shimon are concerned. Ela amar nechleku, what did they argue about? Al davar shu mishum shnei shaymot. If it's two shaymot, Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatat, Rabbi Yeshua poter. So there he says, if it's two shaymot, figs and grapes, black, white, right there's a machloket. Rabbi says you chayev, Rabbi Yeshua says you patur. Now Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda, my kamar depling. What he says the machloket is. He said the machloket is benit kaven lelakeit anavim velikeit ta'enim. Right? He says specifically, the argument there was when you intended to pick grapes and you picked figs, or you wanted to pick black ones and you picked white ones. So now, anavim v'ta'enim, shchorot v'levanot. What is grapes and figs, black and white? Ma nihu, what are they? Shnei shemot. They two different shemot. I even explained it in the question, right? In other words, according to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, the machloket is when it's two shemot. When it's one shame, no machloket. Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, what's the machloket? You wanted to pick figs, you pick grapes. You want to pick grapes, you pick figs. You want to pick white, but you pick black ones. So what is that? That's two shemot. Look at Rashi. What's a half a minute now? Shchorot v'levanot, nami, k'shnei minin damu, black and white, so like two different meaning. V'yir Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, nami, k'rabbi Yehuda, mok, mi'plug da'u, mi'kavin l'ketzi, l'katzeh. Rabbi Yehuda, ma'at l'shmin, in other words, Rashi is basically paraphrasing what the Gemara says, literally actually inside the Gemara, explaining to the Gemara. So says Rabbi Oishia in his kashya over here, he says, now, so my new shemot, v'haynu Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. That is exactly the same as Shimon Shazuri, because they said two shemot. Rabbi Yehuda also says two shemot. So Rabbi Yehuda, my at l'shmin, what chilush Rabbi Yehuda coming to give us? Okay? Question clear. Contrary Rabbi Shimon Shazuri and Rabbi Shimon, the argument's only two shemot. Rabbi Yehuda, when he gives us the examples, he says black and white, grapes and figs, which and appears to us to be also two shemot, two types of things. So what is the chilush? Rabbi says no. The work is now a couple of answers. There are two answers coming up. First, what's the answer? What is the difference between Rabbi Shimon Shazuri and Rabbi Shimon together and Rabbi Yehuda on the other side? Elav mit asek ike beinayu. The machloket is with regard to mit asek. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda savar mit asek. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're right, two shemot. You meant to do that, you did that, you meant to do that, you did that. That's the machloket. But with regard to mit asek, right, you'd be chayev. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri savrei mit asek patur. Let's look how Rashi explains the machloket. A little bit of a longer Rashi. Try and follow me, please. It's a Rashi, the very last wide lines at the top. It says, like this Rashi, Elav mit asek ikvenayu. Deshame Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. What did he understand from them? The okay plukte be avad melaket milibo. What was the Mishnah we saw yesterday? And what did they say the machloket was? When the guy was avad melakebli, was avad melakebli, when he intended, remember he had two, and he wanted to do the one, but his hand went by mistake to the other. Remember, in other words, he lost his plan. Avad melaket milibo. He wanted to melaket black ones, and in the end, he thought, okay, I'm going to actually want white ones, but his hand went to the black one. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Right? Avad bemit asek, divre hako patur. That's Rabbi Shimon Chazuri. That's Rabbi Yehuda understood there. Va'atehiyu and him, Rabbi Yehuda, came along le'meimar. Afinu kaven elakeit v'chulei. That's Avmit Asek. He says no. They said that with Asek they'd be with that intention there. Avad melakebili would they be chayev? Avmit Asek patur. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Even mit Asek you patur. Why? Because what's the case? Hoyel ube isur nit Asek. And now hoya ube isur nit asek pligi. So what's the machloket? So he says like this. It depends now what you mit asek with. We said this as well yesterday. We saw the difference between mit asek bedavar mitzvah davar patur or mit asek bedavar asur. If you intended to pick something which was asur anyhow, and now you picked something else, so anachinami you mit asek. You didn't intend for that, but you intended to do a veiru in the first place.
You're not allowed to pick on Shabbos.
So I don't care you mit asek. You wanted to pick something and you picked something else. I was mit asek. I didn't really mean that. I meant that. But what you meant to do in the first place was asur. Right? That's what he said over here. Right? Mit asek. Home isur nit asek. Umechayev Rabbi Eliezer. And there Rabbi Eliezer said, you chayev. Vafilu Rabbi Yeshua. Lo pata ele b'shnei shemot. And even with regard to mit asek, when Rabbi Yeshua said, you patur, if it was two different things, b'shnei echad chayev. Okay, so that's how Rabbi Kudu explains it. The country Rabbi Shimon Shazuri and Rabbi Shimon, they say, you patur kudu mit asek. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you chayev, and there's the machloket. Rabbi Yehuda says there's machloket between one shame and two shemot when you were mit asek with an aveira. And then Rabbi Yehuda says at the end of the Mishnah, v'tama ani. Remember Rabbi Yehuda says there, why are you patur? Why does he even say? Rabbi Yehuda says, v'tama ani ani patur bar. Why does Rabbi say you patur? Right? So he said, imkain lama ne'emar asher chataba. That's why he brought Nasher Pata Abba. He said, they come to exclude Mit Asek. Let me try to understand which Mit Asek it was speaking about. But basically, to sum up very quickly, Rabbi Shimon Shnur, Rabbi Shimon say that in Mit Asek, you say, that you say you patur. They only talk about two Shemot. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Even within the dinner Mit Asek, there'd be a machloket when it was Mit Asek with Dabar Aveira. And then it would be a question of one Shem or two Shemot. Right? Okay. So that is the first answer of what is the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Shazuri and Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says no. Lo, mit asek divrei hakol patur. No one says you chayev for mit asek. Not even Rabbi Eliezer with regards to mit asek, but davar aveir b'shnei shemot. This is the machloket between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon Shazuri and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon ve Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, that the Shita adds in there, right? Not Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, it's Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Savar, avad melaket melibo b'shem echad. If you had intended to do something and then you didn't do it, the Shita, the Hagodah Bach changes Shachach to Avad, and you lost your heart. Look at Rashi quickly. Avad melakeh b'dibu b'shem echad, divra kol chayev. Ki pligi b'shnei shem. Where's the machloket with two shemot? And then we'll come to Rabbi Yehuda. So in other words, the machloket in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimonim is in that. Previously we explained it, that's how Rabbi Yehuda explained the machloket between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehuda Shua. Now he says, no, that's the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbi Shimon's. Look at Rashi quickly. Avad melakeh medibu b'shem echad. What does it mean when he lost his intentions with one shame? She nitkaven leteina, which is a teina, zo. V'shachach kesavur teina acheret asmucha labayina. He thought that he wanted this fig, but in the end he wanted this fig, but he thought he wanted that fig tree. But it's both figs, you understand? He wanted to pick figs, but he thought he wanted to pick this tree. But he actually wanted to pick figs from that tree. V'halcha yado al arishona. Ah, in the end. So there are two fig trees. He has fig tree one and fig tree two. He wanted that fig tree. He thought while he was busy picking that he actually wanted from this fig tree, but his hand went to this fig tree. To not pig tree, fig tree. Right? Which is like a pig, because it's awesome. Okay? So in the end, he did what he wanted to originally do. Right? Divra kochayev. According to that opinion there, everyone says you chayev. Why? Hoyo v'lechach nitkaven tchila. It was his original intentions. Right? V'od kesheshachach machshavato. And when he forgot what he was originally thinking, lo chashav elaboto min atzmo. But he was still thinking about the same min. He knew it was figs. Just he got confused with trees, and in the end he went to the tree that he originally wanted to do. But when, and that's why everybody there says you chayev. Right? Avad akadivakol chayev. Ki pligi we say b'shneisha. What shneisha? What? Shenikaven leta'enim. He originally wanted figs. V'shachach and he forgot. Ukesavur anavim ba'ina. He thought he actually wanted grapes. But where did his hand go? Halchayado ala ta'enim. He picked figs. So his original intention was figs. In the interim, he thought he wanted grapes. He actually wanted to go and pick grapes. By mistake, his hand picked figs. Okay, now we've got two shemot. It's mitasek. Now over here, there is a machloket. And now how do we explain it? Rabbi Yehuda savar lo shna b'shem echad v'lo shna b'shnei shemot pligi. Sorry, other way around. Rabbi Shimon Shlomo said that what's the machloket? Only with two shemot and with one shame, everyone says chayev. And Rabbi Yehuda says no, makes no difference whether it's two shemot or one shame. That Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Eliezer argue about that as well. That is the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon Shazuri according to this first answer. I'm not sure who it's not in anybody's name. It's just the Gemara. Machi Rabbi Oishia. And the Gemara says, no, Elalah means Asak Ikebenahu, Rabbi Yehuda says Asak Chayav, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says Patur. And the Gemara says, no, Divrei HaKol Patur, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri and Rabbi Shimon say that everybody says you Patur if it's two Shemot. The argument is with one Shem, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they argue on both. The Gemara brings another answer to tell us what the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon Shazuri is. What's it now? Rava says there's a different reason. Rava says, what's a machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Shazuri? Understanding the machlok of the Mishnah of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. Likadeim ikebenayu. What does that mean? Changing the order of events, the sequence of events. Okay, look at Rashi over here. Likadeim ikebenayu. Shenitkaven laket zo tchila. Va'achar kach zo. He originally wanted to pick this tree and then that tree. Va'halchaya do ala achrona tchila. But he went to the second tree first. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Savrei. Now Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon Shazuri will say as follows. Im mishem echad, if it was both figs, he wanted to pick that fig tree, but then that fig tree. But he first went to the second fig tree first. Over there, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehoshua will say it's chayev. Why? Hoil b'shem echad hein, v'sof sof, tarvayu avad. If it's the same tree, same name, same definition, same idea. And then he picked them both. So what do we care which order he picked them in? He wanted to pick that one and that one. He picked that one and that one. But bottom line is he wanted both fig trees and he picked them both. We don't care whether he changed the order. Where's the machlok and Rabbi Yehoshua in the Mishnah? If it's a fig tree and a grape tree. Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatat. Rabbi Eliezer says you still chayev chatat. Why? Hoyel uleshnei nitkaven shneim asa. V'loch patlan v'magdim ha'mochan. Rabbi Eliezer says the same idea. I don't care. One tree, two trees, one shame, two shemot. Bottom line is you want to do them both. You did them both. We don't care about the order. Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yeshua says no poter. Remember, Rabbi Yeshua was the one in the Mishnah who said that you've got that pasuk which says the pasuk which said. Asher chata ba. Remember? Asher chata ba, you had to know what you were doing. Right? So Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Yeshua in this case, Avia would say, patur. Why? Hoyel ubishat lekitat kol achat vachat. At the time that he picked each one, what was his intention? His intention was that and then that. So the fact that he went there and there is not what he intended. He didn't intend to pick that one first. He didn't intend to pick that one second. Okay? So therefore, on each one, he had never had the right kavonas. Therefore, havale kemit asek upatur. What?
The whole opinion is actually the chumrah. He's saying he's patur, he doesn't get kapara.
Well, you only need kapara if you're in Naveira. If you say that you need a Aveira, then you need a Kapara. And according to Rabbi Shul, Tilmit Asaik is not Aveira.
No, he did an Aveira.
What's Aveira?
It wasn't specific. I mean,
in
the whole thing.
That's what Mit Asaik is. Now, you're getting involved in a Machloket Amoraim, Achronim, which I don't want to speak about, but maybe we've got a few minutes. There was a Rabbi Akiva Eiga. I read this in the Daf Notes. You know, in the Daf Notes, I've sent given that link, right? So they always give a Mashal in the story section. There's a story there they bring that Rabbi Shal Selanta, when he was a young boy, he sent a letter to Rabbi Akiva Eiga. He was the Gadol Hador. Not Rabbi Akiva Eiga, he's troubled Rabbi Akiva Eiga. Rabbi Akiva Eiga, he said, why is it if you eat fruit and it's got worms in it, why are you wearing an Aveira? You were mit asek. You didn't want the worms. You wanted to eat the fruit. And you ate the fruit. Ah, so while you ate the fruit, there had to be some worms in the fruit. But you were mit asek. You had no kavona to eat the fruit. It's a good question, right? That's why he was Rishal Sananta. He was a boy. In the end, he never got an answer from Rabbi Akiva Eiga. Many, many years later, he met Rabbi Akiva Eiga's son. I forget his name. Avraham Eiga, I think his name was. It's a good guess, I don't know. And I think it is, I'll check his name. And he said to him, you know, how come, you know, why didn't your father ever reply to me? So he said, look, he never replied to me. He said, my father's of the opinion that you had a rav in your town in Salant. There was an old rav there. And as long as there was a rav in a town, a capable rav in a town where he got shailas, he wasn't nohag to answer questions. He wanted people to ask their local rabbi, which is a big man of Rabbi Akiva Eiga. He says, however, he spoke about your question was 90 minutes. Why did he not, what was his opinion? Rabbi Akiva Eiga was of the opinion that a mit'asek is chayef. And therefore, you can't use mit'asek as not being over on eating fruits, or eating worms. Because mit'asek is chayef. Now, most achorim, I don't think, agree with Rabbi Akiva Eiga. But Rabbi Akiva Eiga was of that opinion. So there is some opinion that Mit Asek is Chayev. But we're holding at the moment, Mit Asek is Patru. If you Patru, means you Patru. Yeah, Patru, you don't need Kapara.
But if you pick grapes and you meant to pick figs, or if you pick figs, you definitely did an Aveira.
Steve, you saying you did an Aveira. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't think you did an Aveira. So I'm not going to argue. I don't want to get involved in such a machlok between two giants. Between you and Rabbi Yeshua. But I mean, who am I? But I'm saying at the Gemara is saying Mit Asek is Patru. Why are you patur from something if you didn't aveira? Clearly, you didn't do an aveira. You can't dechatchila go do it, but that's what's called mit asek. I don't know, but it's chaval, theoretical. Bottom line is you only kapara according to that. We said, for example, in Hashem Talui, why do we bring in Hashem Talui? And Hashem Talui is to protect you, says Rashi, to give you haganah until you know because you didn't aveira, or you might have done an aveira. Here with the mit asek, you don't bring in Hashem Talui.
There's a concept of patur of al chayav.
Patur of al chayav. That's something else. That's what I'm saying. You patur, it's asur. That's what I said. The chatchila, you can't do it. But if you patur, you never chayav if you patur.
Okay, let's go. So that is how.
He says over here, "Mikav v'havel mit asek v'lo rabbi Yudas av rafinu b'shem yecha pligi about tamini l'shem patra hoyel v'sof sof l'shnei nikavein." That's his question over here, Steve. Is tamahani lama patar hoyel v'sof sof l'shnei nikavein? Va mit asek ba'alma shlo nikavein el achad v'lo asah v'asay tachivata dekule alma patur. Patur or one shem. That's what he says. The machloket on two shem. Okay. So that is how Rava answers it, right? When he says here the order. And he brings a proof for Hatanya. Now Rashi doesn't say the word benichuta, right? But I added benichuta. But Rashi says via Hatanya siyata dechayshinan lemuktam umuchas. So actually, this is a proof to that opinion there that there is such a concept as changing the order, right? So Vahayuda Fanav Stein Neirot Dolkot or Kvuyot. That's how Godabach changed it, right? He's got in front of him two candles, either they're both lit or they're both extinguished. And he wanted to if it's a lit candle, he wanted to extinguish this one and extinguish that one. Or Lahadliket Zo Vidlik Zo, to light this one and he lit that one. In both cases, Patur. Why? Look at Rashi there, Lalik Vizo Likit Patur, the Hadamit Asek. Lonit Khave Elachat, Velo Asa'a, Vasait Khaverta. He wanted he only wanted to light one of them, and he didn't, and he lit the wrong one, or he extinguished the wrong one, is Asur Mitasek. Now, here's an interesting question, because that was Mitasek per mitzvah veira. Remember, so we saw Machloket, we said Machloket in our Mishnah, right? Who Misa Pashut. But anyway, this priority here, it's Pashut. Lahadlik Ulechabot, if his intention was to light and extinguish, Vechiba Vehidlik, and he extinguished, yeah, he said it was to light and then extinguish. The one was lit, the one was extinguished, let's say. He wanted to light the one that was extinguished and extinguish the one that was lit. The chiba vehidlika. But in the end, what did he do? He extinguished and he lit. But neshima achat chayav, in one breath. Now, what does it mean in one breath? Look at Rashi, liku luchavot keshaya, ner daluk v'ner kabo. Each one, like we said. And he wanted to light the one and then extinguish the other one. Im neshima achat, the end of the first wide lines of Rashi there. Shenafach. Obviously, I'm imagining now that the one lamp which was extinguished had a little bit of a glimmer in it still. So, you know, when you blow a, thing, you can get it to light up. So, he obviously went like this, blue, and the one that was lit, he blew out. The one that was extinguished, there was a little bit of a light there, he caused it to light up. Okay, that's what went on over here. So, Ibn Hashim Achat, Shinapach, Machmat, Nefichat, Kavazeo, Hidlikaze, Chayev, why? The Lake of the Maimar, Hey, Haim Mukdam, Vahai Mukhar. You can't say which one you did first, which you did last, because it was in one breath. However, Beshtein Hashimot, if he went, and then, so that now he'd be Patur. Why? Because he wanted to do this one first and that one second. He did this one first and this one second. There is Patur. Now, you've got to add in over here. The Meshuddah Shittim Kubetzet, Yud, says like this, B'shtei Neshimot Patur, and then he adds in again. B'shtei Neshimot Patur, then he says, B'Neshima Achat Chayev Pshita. That's what's missing from our Gemara. B'Neshima Achat. Right, you chayev pshita. The Gemara said, "What are you telling me? What's a chiddush? Obviously, in one breath, he's chayev. Why pshita?" We said, "No, it's not pshita. Why is it not pshita? Mahu de taima. What did I have thought? Lo it avad machshavtei. He didn't actually do his original machshova. Why? Rashi says, "Yeah, dekremaymar chava v'achak chidlik." Because his intention was to light and then extinguish. He extinguished and then lit. The hard lahadnik mi karabai, he wanted to first light it, to live a soft and then to extinguish it. V'chiyavid maseh chim v'sofid niku. V'ayim ha-patur said, patur kamash melan no. In the one breath, m'neshima achat, he is chayiv. Why? Nehi da'akdumei lo makdim. Maybe you can say that he didn't put the one in the other order, but at the same time, he didn't do the one after the other. You maybe didn't do the one first, he did them together, but he certainly didn't do the one after the other. By doing them together, it's as if he did them at the same time. He did them in the right order. That's what he would be saying. Bottom line is, if we don't prove that he did the one before the other or the one after the other, we're saying that he did what he wanted to do. In other words, doing it in the same shot is the same as having the same kavona, because we don't know which came first, which came last. That's basically the proof to our machloket. Okay, now we go to brighter, a related brighter. Similarly, basically, we finish the sugya. Yeah, but the word becomes another brighter. Sorry about it. Hachote gechalim b'shabbat. Hachote means to stoke coals. I think that's the English translation, right? How do you translate it in your Gemara?
To shovel coals.
Okay, the word chote is to stoke. I don't know where that. Right? Look, Rashi over here says, I'll tell you why they call it shovel coals. Look at Rashi. Rashi translates chote. Hamemalei kli mitzvor gechalim. He picks up a vessel full of coals. Okay, that's why they call shovel coals. But we're stoking coals, right? But what's actually going on here? It's a little bit more than stoking. Maybe this fine-tuning language is important. Because he's taking a clear with coals and he's moving it around in the fire. Now, either he's lifting up existing coals or he's adding new coals. We'll see now what goes on over here. What's happening over here? He's chai v'chatat. Why is he chai v'chatat? Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer Mishum Rabbi Razar B'Rabbi Tzadok. He's chai v'tu chataot. So Tanakama says in the bright is chayiv one chatat. Shuma does say that Rabbi Shimon does two chataot. Why? What's going on? Bnei Shuhu mechabe et ha'elyonot u'mavir et ha'tachtonot. He says, why is he chayiv two? Because by doing this, he's doing two different avairas. He's doing two melachot. One is he's extinguishing the upper coals, and he's igniting the lower coals. He's got coals over here, and the top coals are lit. He's moving the bunch of coals now, and he's putting them on top. So the ones which are on top now are go underneath. So the top bunch, he's extinguishing because he's suffocating them. But by and he moves the bottom ones to the top. The bottom ones now get lit because they've got suddenly air. Okay? Now, that's what's happening over here. So Gemara said, my asking, what are we discussing over here? If his intention was to extinguish and then to ignite, my time had demanded a patur. Why did they come and say, it's patur? He did the right order. He wanted to extinguish the bottom, the top ones, and ignite the bottom ones. And he did it. Ela delo kemechavein lahavir. So obviously we've got to say that he didn't really want to mavir to light anything. So okay, so then very good. So my time with the mind of Mechayev Tarti. So then why does the second Tana say he's Chayev 2? It seems like he only had one kavon over here. Why is he Chayev 2? Look at Rashi over here. My time with the mind of Mechayev Tarti. Haloi chavein lachada. And therefore, if by mistake he extinguished this, he ignited, he wanted to extinguish and ignite, or he wanted to ignite and extinguished, whatever the case is, in one of them is mitasek, is repatter on the second melocha. Okay? So why is he chayev to us? That's the Gemara's question. Okay, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Chanina, the Amrit Rabbi has the answer. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Chanina both say what? Kegon shenitkaven lechabot ha'elyonot, he intended to mechabe the top ones, but what was he? Why did he want to mechabe the top ones? Kedei lehavir tachtonot. In other words, he didn't really want the top. Look, Rashi explains this better than me because I'll be honest, I wasn't 100% sure. Look, Rashi, kedei lehavir. What in other words, he wanted to do something, but really he wanted the outcome of the bottom. Klomar lahavarat tachtonot lo havei tzarich. Now this is quite interesting because it's exactly the opposite of what the Gemara says. See that the Gemara says he nitkaven lechabot elyonot kedei lahavir tachtonot. In order to extinguish the bottom ones. Rashi says, what? Klomar lehavrat ha-tachnot lo ha-vetzar. He didn't need the bottom ones to be lit. Ela lechibui elyonot hayata ikar kavanato. His main intention was the top ones to extinguish them. Why? Look at the Shilim HaKubetzit there on Kaf Dalet. Shehu napach. He changed it from not Shehaya napach. Shehu napach. He was a coal maker, this guy. He was making coals. Vetzarich. Pechamin, see the shit mekubetzit there. Umitkaben lechabot elyonot shehen gasot, and the big ones were the ones he wanted. He wanted big coals on the top, so therefore he really wanted to extinguish the top ones because that's the big coals. Therefore, nikaben lechabot elyonot shehayu gasot va'afal pi sheyada sheyivaru. Even though he knew by doing this he's going to, by taking out the bottom ones, but I don't know how the whole thing works. He knew that the bottom ones were going to get lit. Nitkaben lechibui shel elu amenachit avru elu afapi shehu mekalkelam eitzlo. Now we're going to see in a second this mekalkel. I'm not a coal maker, right? I don't exactly how the whole process works. But obviously you light this wood and stuff and you burn them up and then you get big cinders and then you extinguish them and you take those and those become your charcoal. Right? That's what's going on over here. So this is over here. The Tanakama kesavar mekalkel. So while Tanakama say you only have one meloch, one because of one, he says mekalkel bahavra patur. The fact that you ended up lighting the bottom ones means you're going to make them little small and you're destroying them. You mekalkel. You know what? You want big coals, not small coals. In the process, you're going to burn some of the bottom ones by extinguishing the top ones. The bottom is going to burn out, and therefore they're being destroyed. That's mekalkel. Says you patur from mekalkel. Rabbi Dezer, Rabbi Tzadok says no. He savarat you chayev mekalkel. You're still chayev. Rabbi Yochanan ben Apach Shanu, Rabbi Yochanan says as well, our case here is specifically about a coal maker, and therefore Yochanan. The Gemara says, by the way, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah Adkan, Rabbi Yirmiyah, the shit changed it from Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Lo nitkalta ta'amash l'alacha zo. Quite amazing that, eh? We don't know the reason for this halacha. Any note on that, by the way? I'll be honest with you, I didn't look. Is there any note on that particular comment? That Adkan lo... No. The Gemara says, "Ad kan lo nitgalta tamash lechazo." Nothing insightful, eh? Tetvav of the shita. Yeah, there's a tetvav. Did he say anything? Tetvav. Zo. No, just changes the name. Then the Gemara carries on. Okay. Okay, so now the Gemara Shlakas. Okay, we haven't finished the Amud in under half an hour. We had a hell of a long time. So let's move, okay.
Did we?
We just did. Abaya bar Avin, Rav Chanina bar Avin, the Amet Shavahu. What do they say? Shabbi Yochanan, it says, Kagon, Shenitkaven lechabot lehavi. He says, no. Why does he say he's chayav and comes to Yuchayav? Because he actually had kavona to mechabe lechabot and lehavi. The Tanakama Savalak Rabbi Yossi. In the issue of Lord Tavaru Eish, there's an issue lav. Why is it mentioned Lord Tavaru Eish separately? We've got all the issue of Shabbos already, we've got all the lavim. Why is there a separate lav mentioned? We've done this before hundreds of times. Right? It says there's a machlokati. It says there, this Biur is mentioned specifically, telling that it's own lav. What does it mean its own lav? Right, look at Likutei Rashi. We've got Likutei Rashi there on the side. La havara lelav yatzata she'ein chayav inaleh karet uskile keshar melochas ela masha murba shehayeta bichla lo taaseh kol melacha. It was included in the original issue of lo taaseh kol melacha. Don't do any work on Shabbos. Chazar v'otel the Torah then repeated it specifically v'hotzia miklalo upiret ba lav laatzma. Biur is its own love. Biur is its own love. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. So Tanakama says, you only chayav one. Why are you Tanakama chayav one? He agrees that you had intention to do biur. But biur isn't part of all the other issues of Shabbos. Biur is his own din. Therefore, you aren't chayav chatat or a melochas. You only chayav there at the most. Karet, you aren't chayav karet and skila. Like all other melochas, only a love, only a love of its own. And a beloved zelavado. If you aren't chayev skila, then you wouldn't be chayev chatat, right? So that's the bottom. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. That's why you chayev one. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok says no. He holds like Rabbi Natan in that machlokin of the Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Yossi. The Habara lechalek yatzat. He says, no, why is Habara written a second time? If they was to teach us that every Yuchai with every single melocha separate. Remember that? Yeah. We learned that. That's a separate yatzat, right? That's the machlokin over there. Third answer. Rava Amar, what's the machlokin between the two Amor, the Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok? Who was it? Rabbi Eliezer, who was it? The Tanakama Mishnah there? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Right, what was his reason over there? He says, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadok, Savalak, Rabbi Nale, Rabbi Rava Amar Lahaktim, Ike Ben Ayu. So he says Lahaktim. Also, same idea of Lahaktim. What does it mean, Lahaktim? Look at Rashi there. Shinikaven Adlik Tchila Vachakal Chabot. With his coal maker, he intended to first do Hadlaka and then to do Kibui, Vehidlik Vechiba Vechitia Achat. And in the end, he actually did them both in one fell swoop. So now Tanakama Chayish Lemukta Mucha. Tanakama says, wait a second, your intention was a certain order. You didn't do the order, you did it in one shot. Hilchach Letar Telekech, you can't be Chayiv twice. Teshem Mekiva Tchila. Ule Mifrete Bevelo Klum. And you might have done the other way around if you actually even patcher on both of them. Nami lo, right? Nahide Oktume Labekdume, Amri Nahi Nami lo Icher. Hilchach Mechach, he says, but we can't say that because you might have done it in one order. You definitely didn't do the wrong way. You might have done the right way. Therefore, he chayv you one. Rabbi Lazar ben Lochayish, Lemukta Mucha, Hilchach Mechach Tarim. And the second time in the Mishnah says, I don't care the order. So the fact you did both, we don't care what your intention was, you did them both at the bottom of the day, and then you chayv twice. So that's another answer of why there's a machloket there of two. Rabbi Ashi says a fourth answer. Kagon chinit kaven lechavot vehuv aru me'elehen. He says, you know what? You only intended to do kibui. You never intended to do biu. And in the end, they ignited on their own. Right? Look at Rashi. Rav Ashi Yamar Shinkav and Chabot. V'lo lahavir. Shlo ya yada shesof tachtonot lahavir. You never knew that end up the bottom ones would be ignited, right? And therefore, there was no kavon over here, and only melech machshevet chivrat Torah, etc. There's no problem. Tanakama savalak Rabbi Shimon, d'amar davar she'em ikav en patu. Now, we're going to machloken in Hilchot Shabbos. We'll get to it, please God. Not in too long a time. Probably when we learn Shabbos, in about a year. Brachos or less. We got. Yeah. We'll finish Nida in December. Then we got Brachot, oh, right. And then Shabbos, and then in less in less than 6 months.
Wow.
Probably about March.
Yud Bet Adar.
No, give me an English. What date is Yud Bet Adar?
8th of March.
8th of March. There we are. So we start. We'll start Shabbos Peace God in March, and now we are in September. So October, November, December. 6 months. In 6 months' time, we'll start Shabbos. This is a nice introduction to Shabbos. And Shabbos, we're going to see a machloket. famous, the whole of Shabbos really is about Bachlan Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Almost the whole of Shabbos is Yarish. Rabbi Shabbos is a long way. Right? Shabbos is really Machlok Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Those are the two main Tanaim in Hilchot Shabbos. And everything is about Halacha Rabbi Shimon. And there's a Maharavi Paskin. And we'll see there about Halacha. The Rambam is different. Rambam Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in a lot of cases. Most Shari Paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Anyhow, the Machlok as follows. Right? Tanakama Sav like Rabbi Shimon. Dama Davar Shein mit Kavein Patur. If you never had Kavoni, Dama Shein mit Kavein. You patru, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Tzadok, Savala, like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, I venture to say that they'll bring their halacha there. The Rambam says, like Rabbi Yehuda. Just check it out, please. Interesting to know. You got a halacha there, anybody?
What? They'll say coming?
Yeah.
It's permitted to form an action on Shabbat, even if it may lead to a prohibited result, provided there is no intention to achieve the result. But if one performs a permitted action and it is inevitable that a prohibited result will come into you, he is liable. If he does not stand to benefit from the prohibited result, some rule that it is permitted, while others maintain that although he is exempt from bringing a sin offering, he is nevertheless prohibited.
Nothing, may I mention a Rambam there? Rambam,
Rambam,
okay.
Rambam.
Oh, that's the Rambam. Okay, well, that's the Rambam. Okay, Shulchan Aruch, does it mention what the Shulchan Aruch says?
Shulchan Aruch, also Shulchan Aruch, yeah.
Okay, so they okay. So they're pechayev. That's because the pasuk is like Rabbi Shimon. Okay, tell Rabbi that. Now the next quickly a brighter. Hachoche on a related brighter. Hachote gechalim b'shabbat lehitchamein bahim. So you stoking coals because you just want to get warm. V'huvaru me'alehin, and now coals, other coals start lighting up all over the show. Tani chadachayev. One tani says we chayev. One brighter says we chayev. Tani idich patu. No, it's a dipatu. It was like as hard the Tanya Chayev, the one bright that says we Chayev, Kesava Melocha Shel Tzicha Legufa Chayev Aleh. Says you Chayev, Vahal Tanya Patur Kesava Melocha Shel Tzicha Legufa Patur Aleh. Machloket Tanaim already, right? Look at Rashi there. Shel Tzicha Legufa Kegon Zesh Eno Tzarich Lehaviran Elit Chamei. He just wants to get warm by them. Umikom Makom Yodeya Hayash Yitavru. You see that? He knew it's going to happen. It's almost a psikresh, right? Right. Davash Amir Kaven, we'll see in the beginning of Shabbos, the Psik Rashi and Amir Kaven are actually very linked.
Do they have a
Psik Rashi? Yes, but a Psik Rashi which has to happen on its own. That's the Davash Amir Kaven. A Psik Rashi which there is no way it won't happen. Davash Amir Kaven might not happen, but it might happen. A Psik Rashi is what Psik Rashi is. You cut off the chicken's head. What Psik Rashi velo yamut. That's what Gemara says. Pasik Rashi, you cut its head off. Pasik Rashi means cut its head off. What do I die?
Isn't Rabbi Shimon
agree? Everybody would agree there that a Psik Rashi, you chayu Rabbi Yehuda, I think. Even Rabbi Shimon, sorry, Rabbi Shimon, right. On a Psik Rashi, even Rabbi Shimon will agree. It's when it's a Davash Amit Kaven, which might not happen. That's where the machloket is. That's what's your Psik Rashi of Davash Amit Kaven, I think. But I think that's what it is.
So it's not likely, it's 100%.
Right, a Psik Rashi is it's inevitable.
Yeah.
You cannot cut a chicken's head off and it won't die. Davash Amit Kaven, you intended to happen, but when you started doing it, you never knew for certain it was going to happen. It happened, it's not what you intended. That's what the super secret is there. Okay. So now, says Rashi here, Sheet Abu, Abba Amnat Kain Asav, Havad Amit Kaven, Mihu Melocha Shalat Shechel Gufa, Havye Hach Havara. Melocha Shalat Shechel Gufa means you did something you didn't actually want to happen. So for example, Melocha Shalat Shechel Gufa, the Gufa of the Melocha, not your Guf. Right? It took me, I don't know, years to internalize that. Melacha she'enet shechel gufa is you did a melacha, but you didn't want that melacha to be done. You wanted to do something else. You didn't want that melacha to be done. Okay? For example, Hadran alach safek achal chaylev. Hadran alach safek achal chaylev. Hadran alach ach safek achal chaylev. Okay. Achal dam shchita. Remember, this is a bit of a chazor from Chulin. And we had when we did Chulin, we learned about different types of dam. And we said that you only chayev on the dam. Remember, Shanefesh Badam, all the psukim. So now the question is, and other dam you might, it's asur to eat, right? But you're on chayiv necessarily karet. So achal dam shchita. Look at Rashi there. Okay, before it's Rashi. Achal dam shchita, bebehemeh bechayiv off. So it's not dam shchita and dam behemeh and dam bechayiv. Rashi says, achal dam shchita, bein bebehemeh, bein bechayiv, bein off, right? So any of these three animals, you chechted them and you ate the dam of the shchita. Bain t'mein, bain t'horim. With kosher animal or treif animal, makes no difference. Bain, I'm adding in now, because Rashi adds in all the bains here. Bain dam nechira, Bain Dam Ikrim Lechira and Ikur, we learned that it's one chulin, where you like pulled out the simanim, either you ripped the simanim or you damaged them, not a kasha shchita, right? So it doesn't matter. Bain Dam Hakaza, or if you did bloodletting, let's say you took blood, but now the Mishnah is specific here. Dam Hakaza Shehaneshama Yotzabo. It has to be Dam Hakaza that the animal dies from. But if you took a little bit of blood out of it, let's say you did some bloodletting, you took out half a pint of blood, and you drank that blood, that's not the same blood we speak about over here. Look at Rashi. Dam shehakazah sheshema yotza bochen alav, karet, the dam hanefesh hain. All these examples here are dam hanefesh. Or the Gemara Faresh, ezu dam hekez shanefesh. The Gemara will explain later on, which bloodletting are we speaking about that the neshama was dependent on? Because a little bit of bloodletting, the neshama is not dependent on. So obviously, if you did so much that the blood animal wouldn't be able to live from that. We'll get to that in the Gemara. Then, dam beitzim. Now, it's quite interesting over here. Look at dam. Rashi says dam beitzim, blood of eggs, right? Now, beitzim, we're not talking about eggs that are laid of a chicken. We're talking about testicles. Sorry, I left out. Damat chol and damalev. Sorry, it's blood of the spleen and blood of the heart. Look at the shita mekubetzet. Yeah, there's no Rashi on that. Shita mekubetzet or dalad. So the damat chol and damalev. Naktei hacha. Why did the Mishnah Dafka choose these two examples? Lefish yesh bahem rov dam, because they contain a hell of a lot of blood. Vahanefesh taluibo. And though the blood in those spleen and in the heart, the body's dependent on. Afilu achi. Nonetheless, we might have thought that you chayev. Remember, because damat chol damalev now fall into the category of ein chavin alav. We might have thought you chayev on them and you aren't. And that's in the name of the Rosh. So now, damat chol v'damalev. Dam beitzim. Dam beitzim. Why are we on the Shittim HaKubetit? Stay there for a second. Dam beitzim, he says, they're hainu beitzei zachar. Talk about males, beitzei zachar, testicles. V'yashbein ribu dam. And they've also got a lot of blood in them. Could I mean them a pair of gira nashe? It's also the name of the Rosh. Rashi's got a little bit of a different explanation. Rashi is Batsei Ayil Vashor. Okay, which are the testicles of the bull and the ram. Lashon Acher Dam Beitzim Hamuzarot. Or another example would be Dam Beitzim, blood of eggs, Hamuzarot Shenit Admu Machmat Chamimut Sheyashvar El Targoret. Rashi says there are two ways of explaining this. The first way of explaining this is we talk about testicles, male testicles or actual eggs, but not fertilized eggs, what we'd call battery eggs. Okay? Battery eggs that they weren't fertilized and therefore there could be blood in them, could be easier to eat, but it's only but you're on chayv karet. Right? Dam chagavim, the dam hatamtzit, dam chagavim aya is locust. The Mishnah Shas in Tet adds in there b'mishnah shebimishnayot, in the classic Mishnah manuscripts, it's a dam dagim. They also add in there dam of fish. Okay, we don't pass it like that. Fish blood and dam chagavim of locust blood. Dam hatamtzit. Remember dam hatamtzit? Mm-hmm. We discussed dam hatamtzit. Dam hatamtzit is the blood, I think, that like after you shech the animal, there's the dam neshama, then the balance of the blood. How do they do you know there? What do they explain the dam hatamtzit? Like then...
Draining blood.
Okay, that's the balance of the blood that rolls off. Ein chayavin alav, you aren't chayav on those, right? Look at Rashi, karet, he says. She'ein karet ele b'dam ha'nefesh, tichtiv ki nefesh kol basar damo hi kol ochlav yicharet, or yicharet. Yicharet or yicharet? Probably yicharet, I don't know. Okay. So that is, Rabbi Yehuda says, mechayev b'dam ha'tamtzit, he's still chayav on dam ha'tamtzit. Okay, so now, let's quickly, with Taravanan. Gemara brings a brighter. From a Sechet Chuli, we've seen this. Kol dam lo tochlu. It says, kol dam lo tochlu. Right? You shouldn't eat any blood. Shomei ani afilu dam mahal cheshtayim. Even if it's human blood, mahal cheshtayim or human beings, right? Is Israel human beings? Or dam beitzim, or blood of eggs, right? If you look at the Mishnah Shas, the Shittim HaKubetzet of Vav, puts there beitzim and dam shratzim. He adds in also dam shratzim. He says in the svarim yeshanim, judging also blood of dam beitim and dam shratzim, dam chagavim, blood of locusts, dam dagim, fish blood, hakol bichlal, or all these things in klal. Tamud lomar lo ofu lebehema. No, only of behema, of ubehema miyuchadim. What's unique about of and behema, birds and animals? Sheyesh bahen tumekala v'tumechamura. V'yesh ben isur v'heter. V'hayin min basa. So three things. They've got tumah kala and tumah chamura, two different types of levels of chumrah. They've got isur and heter. Some are asur and some are, sometimes they asur, some they mutar. And they min basa. Look at Rashi. Tumah kala, tumat ochlin b'chebeitza. Right, in other words, we got a tumah kala that if you eat it b'chebeitza, you over us already. If it's tumaya, on beit ablia, I think it's talking about the beit ablia when you swallow it. And tumah chamura, k'shehi neveila matav masa. If it's a neveila, so even just picking it up, you don't v'yesh ben isur kodem shchita. And that's why it says isur v'heter. Before you shechted it, it's asur. After you shechted it, it's mutar, and it is meat. So we want all things shesh ben tumah kala, right? And the shchita adds in there in the chet. V'tumah chamura, obviously, and ichuma. V'yesh ban isur v'heter, obviously. V'hein min basar, and then basar. Otzi dam hal cheshtayim sheyesh ben tumah chamura v'hein ben tumah kala. Tumah chamura, right, of the blood of a. Remember, we said that a revit of dam of a human being is really metame, right, like a bone, but no tumah kala. So human beings are exempt. Blood of a human is exempt from this issue. You know, people are very particular not to like suck your hand if you cut your blood, etc. So at this stage of the Gemara over here, we see that blood of a human being is not in the same issue at all of all the other blood. The Gemara carries on, the brother carries on, Otzi dam shratzim she'emem tumah chamura, excludes also the blood of shratzim, because they haven't got tumah chamura, they've got tumah kala. She'en shratzim tumay metamin adam metamin begadim. From blood of a sheretz, you don't have a tumah of a person to be metamin later on other stuff. Right, or see also dam beitzim she'ein min basar, and to exclude dam beitzim which are not meat at all. So this seems to imply, by the way, that we're not talking about testicles. We're talking more about actual eggs themselves. Let's stop over here. And what last thing? Otzi dam dagim, to exclude the blood of fish, and dam chagavim and locust blood. Why shekulo heter? The blood of